to be the odd one out of time.
No one's feeling.
No one wants to be the Negro Swan. Can you break sometimes?
Sometimes.
Can you break?
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Welcome back to MP3 Radio. We're your hosts, Triton,
Becca, Maz.
And we're going to play some music today on this beautiful sunny afternoon. Those last two songs were Charcoal Baby by Blood Orange and Lava Lamp by Thundercat, which has been on rotation for me all week. Up next is a collaboration that I love, which is Thundercat and Tame Impala. So, check this out.
We'll be right back.
she was fine. Better I didn't know after 1 to 2 years with you. If either way it goes. But my therapist told me that I should tell you the truth. And you're still angry. So sometimes I feel like I still should have lied. I tell you the truth because I care. But I also lie to you because I care. But if I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night. But then, it looks like I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I guess I'm just not a... Everybody hates when they get to that part when they realize that I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't care, it doesn't mean I don't care. It just looks like I don't care. Because my emotions have been sanded off. I live in LA, sweetie. What do you expect? Thank you.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to MP3 Radio on CGSF 90.1. For some world news today, politically wise, give me a second. James Corden is no longer a late night host. And so that's all from me on the news front. Yeah. Becca and Maz, do you have anything to talk about?
Would you like to elaborate why he is no longer hosting?
I don't know why he's no longer hosting, but I am happy that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about James Corden?
People have very mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Neutral.
Yeah, like the carpool karaokes, those were quite
very much a part of our childhoods.
Yeah.
What if I told you that he has a rep of abusing waiters at the restaurants he goes to?
Oh, then you know what?
And he and even worse, in my opinion, he was in the movie Cats.
Oh.
Boy.
Okay, then this is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why that movie came into existence. I know it was like a musical, like a Broadway musical.
Oh.
But.
Yeah, Cats the musical.
I think it's just because James wanted to lick his armpit hair.
Oh, why do I feel like I remember seeing something like that?
James Corden?
Seeing James Corden as a cat.
Yeah, because he was in the movie Cats.
Like, was he like a cat?
He was a cat in the movie Cats.
Did he look like a cat? Did he still look like James Corden, but just in cat form?
He looked like James Corden.
So, I think the face was still a little bit.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
What's the thing with comedians loving to be in movies? Like Kevin Hart?
I
think it's really heartwarming, but also at the same time.
That was good. Kevin Hart, heartwarming?
Yeah. Oh, that's.
Nobody else got that?
No. But I'm cha.
You did that on purpose, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Why are comedians in movies? I don't know, because they get, millions of dollars.
Paid.
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah, my question is why are wrestlers in movies?
Why is John Cena in movies?
The Rock.
The Rock.
He's not a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They just need big people.
I think also wrestling doesn't pay that much, so movies probably. I mean, I don't know if wrestling pays a lot, but I feel like acting is just a lot better.
Yeah. Money-wise?
Mm.
Yeah.
Because wrestling is acting.
You're right, actually.
Yeah. None of that is real.
WWE is acting.
Yeah. When I found out that WWE was fake, I was really, questioning my existence.
When did you find out?
I remember it was, I think I was, 8 or, yeah. 10.
I'm so sorry.
And then I was like, oh, wow. They're just acting. This is crazy.
They are actually getting hit, though. For real.
Yeah.
Which
they just
is
learn to endure the pain.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys see the Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner meme?
Yes. And even more world political news, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner have started dating.
Is it confirmed?
I think.
It's pretty confirmed.
And if you don't know who either of those people are, then I'm
Timothy Chalamet.
Envious of you.
Oh. I mean, Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name star, Kylie Jenner, Kylie Cosmetics star, entrepreneur.
Kardashian.
Yes.
Kardashian Jenner, or is she Jenner? Just Jenner. She's just Jenner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I don't know.
Pete Davidson, they must be just the most charming
people.
I thought you were going to say Timothy Chalamet and Pete Davidson should date.
No, they should. But also, I saw this meme saying Pete Davidson getting ready to go to Taylor Swift because Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn are not together anymore. Lover's a lie. I've been lied to. Cornelia Street, no more.
You just threw a bunch of words at me and I don't really know what just happened.
What?
They're just so charming. They date, the most beautiful people.
Yeah.
It has to be true. Personality.
Maybe. I think it's a personality.
Probably. Mm. I mean, Timothée Chalamet is a attractive man.
He's an attractive man. He's an attractive man.
But Pete
man.
Davidson kind of... He kind of looks like a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Like the Pete Davidson movie?
Yes, I watched it.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
Which one? The King of Staten Island?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that one. It was funny.
Mm.
And he's okay on SNL.
Yeah.
He is okay.
He seems like he'd be a great person to hang out with.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, many laughs would be had.
Very fun recreational time.
Yeah. Very fun recreational time.
With Pete Davidson.
Yeah, like imagine just going on a stroll with Pete Davidson.
Or just sitting on his couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do
Dream
you guys,
blunt rotation.
What do you
Pete
guys?
Pete Davidson, Timothée Chalamet.
That's it?
And yourself. Like, you know, Zendaya.
Betty White.
Betty White is dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know, right? I was, yeah. She died.
I thought
before
she was just
queen.
One. Of, I thought she was just one of those old people who was just gonna like live forever.